From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another JPR Live session. My guest today, out on tour in support of a record called Lionheart, is H.C. McIntyre. Hello, and welcome to JPR.
Hey, thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you in. I know a lot of our listeners are going to know your voice, perhaps if they don't know the name, as the singer for the band Mount Moriah, a band that we have been playing for quite a long time. And if I might go back in time a little bit, on records that we put in our music library, there are often little notes written on the front. I think you might appreciate this one from the first Mount Moriah record we have. It says, country folk rock. Vocalist has shades of Dolly Parton at times.
I'll take that.
What do you think of that?
I'll take it.
How's that for pandering?
All day long.
Right out of the gate, some pandering. Let's talk about your background. You are from North Carolina, correct?
Yep, yeah.
And were not a music student. You were a writing student, as I understand.
Yeah. I studied creative writing in college, and that was my first love.
Did you want to write novels and things, or what was your...
I mostly wrote, like, prose and poetry and...
That's useful for songwriting.
Yeah, long form isn't my strength, so that kind of fit in with the whole writing song narratives. But yeah, I didn't go to school for music and just kind of have taught myself.
Yeah, back in the day, you spent a little time doing radio, yeah?
Well, you have digged around, haven't you?
What did you do? Were you a music host?
I was a DJ.
We got to get you on this side.
I know. Your microphone's a lot cooler than mine.
Well, next time you're through,
yeah,
we'll try to set up a little gig. We can actually have you on the air.
Oh, man. You have disco records?
Is that what you played?
No, that's just what I like to listen to.
Well, this new record, Lionheart, this is now solo H.C. McIntyre after almost 10 years or something like that with Mount Moriah, right?
I know. We were just... talking about it in the van.
And this was a band that you started with coworkers from like a part-time gig working at a record store.
Yep, that's right.
You have mentioned hiatus.
Uh-huh.
But as recently as like a month ago, you were still being referred to as the lead singer of Mount Moriah.
Yeah, hiatus is such a loaded word, isn't it?
It
just feels so weird. And it's also weird to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess Mount Moriah's been kind of taking a break.
One of the band
laying
members
low.
Was having family, right?
Exactly, yeah. The founding member, Jinx Miller, he started a family and needed to be at home. And so we kind of prepared for that creatively, and I put a batch of songs together that became Lionheart and, you know, have been working on that.
There is a lot about this album that I want to try to unpack in just a bit, both lyrically and also some of the folks you worked with, and not only on the record, but ahead of the record. Before we get there, though, I want to hear a tune. What do you want to play first? And who have you brought in to help you today?
Oh, this is Mario Arnez.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
What do you want to do first?
How about Wild Dogs?
Beautiful. This is H.C. McIntyre playing live here on Jefferson Public Radio.
When we were how our teeth would stay with blood from the fire, from the hum, when I hid for you that love. Are you coming round? Take the long way down. Defeat the ground. Now my head's all clear. Till you disappear. Then it's all. This is yours to hold. as a clue, shining albedo. Have the hermit knows. Are you waiting there in the prickly pear? Nobody needs to know. This is yours.
That is called Wild Dogs. It's from the record Lionheart. H.C. McIntyre is live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. You can find information online, H.C. McIntyre, McIntyre.com. There are a lot of places where it is misspelled, but that's true. Is how you spell it. Let's talk about this record. You said in an interview that it's, quote, inspired by the American South and a desire to reclaim country music from the heteronormative, homogenous shtick of tailgates and six-packs and men chasing women.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a mouthful right there.
Dropped it in a big pile right in front.
Wow, yeah, I did.
Do you feel like you make country music? Is that where you feel at home?
I definitely have a home there, you know? Like, I started out playing punk music and pop music and Americana, but country is what I cut my teeth on in Western North Carolina, and it feels like a very pure, authentic, like, part of my identity, for sure. And I think Lionheart for me was a lot of self-exploration and, you know, writing the songs, the narratives that when I was younger, when I was a little girl, like, I didn't hear myself in those songs, you know, like, I didn't.
They weren't about you.
Yeah, weren't about me. And often they're about the same things over and over again.
They still are.
They still are, no.
Here we are all these years later, they're still about the same things.
Yeah.
There is someone that obviously was very important to you and this project, Kathleen Hanna.
Mm.
Tell me who she is and what she did for you and with you to create, to result in this record.
Well, she's very modest and wouldn't accept some album credits, but she pretty much produced this record and is the reason that I even got these songs together. You know, Mount Moriah was slowing down and I was touring in another band, I was singing back up in Angel Olsen's band and working quite a bit on the road. And just, I kind of lost myself a little bit or just like lost connection to what I, you know, what I was making and wanted to make and was inspired by. And I brought in a handful of songs to her and basically, I dumped a lot of my hard drive over to her and was like, here, this is what I've done in the last 7 years. And she picked all the country ones.
Oh, wow.
Which, I don't know if you're familiar with her work, but she's in a punk band, Bikini Kill, and a feminist icon, activist. So I assumed we were going to make a punk record together, you know, but it was awesome. She really like helped nurture that the country side of me and like helped me like reconnect with it.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. There are folks that do get credit on the record. Mm-hmm. A lot of folks that our listeners are going to recognize, chief among them, Phil Cook, who's been here doing a live session with His Golden Messenger.
Okay.
But also the likes of Tift Merritt, Amy Ray, even William Tyler, whose new record right now we're spinning, just came out.
So good.
There are kind of two big topics around this record, sexuality and religion.
Mm-hmm.
Is either one of them easier for you to address lyrically when you're writing songs? They both seem like they're big deals to kind of get out in a thoughtful, meaningful way.
That is the challenge I've set for myself as a songwriter, what you just said.
So we're done.
Well, You know, how can you write about, you know, such a abstract thing as religion and sexuality, and how can you write personally about that, and how can you, you know, tell a new story, be poetic, and still retain the integrity of the story? That's what I love about writing songs, is like trying to find the poetry in there and making it relatable, but also unique.
Yeah. I mean, you write, for example, finding yourself in the arms of a woman.
Mm-hmm.
How do you then reconcile that against the, as we just talked about, homogenous shtick of tailgates and six packs and chasing women?
Ooh.
Or do you even try?
I've never thought about that. Well, I wanted to, there are times in Mount Moriah where I have kind of flirted with pronouns and, you know, got my feet wet here and there. Like, I've been out, but this record, I specifically wanted to write songs about my relationships with women, because that is my life, you know? And I think doing so, trying to do so in a way that feels different and has a lot of the complexities of religion. And, you know, there's a lot of pain in this record.
Speaking of pain, I don't know if this is a stretch, but I'm making the connection now after having done some digging last night and reading about the song that I think you guys are going to do next, Courts in the Valley.
Mm-hmm.
There is an interview you gave, or a story you told, about being in that dark place where, you know, you were kind of questioning the direction you were going. You were digging up chunks of quartz from your yard?
Yeah. Yeah. True story.
To do what with, exactly?
I don't know. You know, I've been very open about struggling with depression, and I was going through a really tough time, and I don't know, you know, the only thing that at one point would get me out of bed was, I live on, in the woods on kind of like a farm, and, on the banks of the Eno, and the only thing that would get me out of bed at some point was going to dig up these white quartz, which, I know it's like such a simple, weird thing, but it brought me a lot of joy just digging them up, stacking them, looking. I don't know. It's just such a simple beauty, you know? And that's what I needed at that time in my life, was just something I could see and be mesmerized by.
And you guys are going to do Courts in the Valley, yeah?
Yeah, let's do it.
It's H.C. McIntyre playing live here on Jefferson Public Radio.
Roll on in, honey, thick as fog. Shuffle me up like a catalog. Lay down the law in your friendship form. Dance in the bramble with the morning light. Holler across, holler till you hear it right along red dirt lines. Set suns on tide. Can you feel it? Can you feel it in your bones? Smoke like a dragon from the hosiery where my daddy's mama was, and she was 17 and I had salty courts in the valley. Picture of a wedding gown hidden in the attic with a plastic crown, like a lost and found. Every small ghost town. Can you feel it? Can you feel it in your bones? Can you feel it? Can you feel it when your lashes take on my pillow's back? his shoulder pads. He'll rock high in a messy stare. Cherry cheese. Are you listening? Can you feel it? Can you feel it when your lashes take all my pillars black?
That is called Quartz in the Valley. H.C. McIntyre is live today here on Jefferson Public Radio. The new record out on Merge is called Lionheart. I know religion goes way back in your family. Mm-hmm. Like a great something grandfather actually mm-hmm. founded a church.
Mm-hmm.
You're in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
North Carolina has, over the last few years, been like the tennis match back and forth of gay rights.
Mm-hmm.
And you have talked about it feeling disheartening being there and trying to figure out how to fit.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you still there? I mean, what draws you to that place that mm-hmm. makes you want to be there through all of the turmoil that is going around?
That's a great question.
Besides the courts.
Besides the courts. I don't know. It's just in my bones. The South is home to me. And it's, you know, it is full of complication and It definitely doesn't lack, it keeps me on my toes, that's for sure. But I feel like it's just in my nature to not walk away from it and to deal with it. And that's not to say, you know, I have friends that have left a long time ago and come to the West Coast and like, I get it. You know, life can be really a lot simpler. You know, for queer folks but I don't know. Can I have a home there? Like, I feel like I should have that right, you know? And, because everything about me is country,
yeah.
You know? So a lot of it is like reckoning with my identity, two different identities. One, which is, you know, country girl, and also queer activist, and how, you know, I feel like for me, I have to be, my boots have to be on the ground to explore that.
Yeah. I would love to hear one more tune.
Okay.
I do have one other kind of curious question in that this is your opportunity to have stepped out from the band and to release solo material, which, you know, kind of bears your soul in a number of ways on this record.
Yeah.
Everyone that I know who knows you refers to you as Heather. So why release this record not as Heather McIntyre, but H.C. McIntyre? It seems like there might still be like that one last step to get all the way to Heather.
Wow. The universe has put us together in this room right now. You know, I've thought about a lot lately, and I think I needed some kind of moniker, something that I could file these songs under, that separated, I don't know, separated somehow from, I don't know the answer to that, to tell you the truth. I don't know. I remember being like, hey, the folks at Merge, hey, what if I just go by HC? And they're like, oh, cool, yeah. And we really didn't think all through, you know. But I do like it, and I like that it gives me a little separation just in life, in friends, in...
Sounds countryer.
That's what my girlfriend says.
I'm so thrilled that you're here. This has been a blast having you.
Aw, thank you so much.
HC McIntyre is my guest live today here on JPR. The new record is called Lionheart, out on Merge Records. You can find information at hcmcintyre.com. What do you guys want to wrap up with?
Oh, we're going to try a little tune called A Lamb, a Dove.
Wow, this one kicks off the record.
Yeah.
You're in my blood. You're in my head. You're in my eyes. You're in my bed. Give me your name, give me your name. Come to me now, my little lamb. You prayed to die so I could be led back to the pasture, His holy hand. Honey, it's a love I must protect. Come to me now, oh, don't be scared. It's a wild world, it'll make you in a kingdom full of mercy and faith. It's a fine line we're walking, with grace come like a dove. I'll show you love in the desert sun, under the royal light, on a spinning wheel in Los Angeles. I have found heaven in a woman's touch. Come to me now, I'll make you blush. It's a wild world, it'll make you believe in a kingdom full of mercy and faith. It's a fine line we're walking, with grace come like a dove. Show you love. It's a wild world, it'll make you believe in a kingdom full of mercy and faith. It's a fine line and I will walk it with grace come like a dove. I'll show you love. Come like a dove, and I'll show you love.
That's the lead-off track from Lionheart, the record of H.C. McIntyre. It's called A Lamb, A Dove. She's live in our studio today. Information is online, hcmcintyre.com. H.C. McIntyre, thanks again for coming by.
Thanks for having me.